to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stall It, episode 147. Ronnie O'Sullivan got a few of them.
He did indeed. The fastest one in history.
Yeah.
The fast one. How long was it?
It was 47 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Class. You never beat it.
5 minutes, 8 seconds.
It was five minutes, eight seconds.
That's incredible. Really impressive.
It's insane if you think about it.
Yeah. It's really impressive.
I wouldn't clear a pool table in 5 minutes and 8 seconds.
I wouldn't walk around a pool table in 5 minutes.
Definitely not a fucking snooker table anyway, man. Jesus.
You're getting the dart.
5 days.
There was a lad on the Late Late Show the other week, and he's 12 or 13, and he holds the record, Guinness World Record, for potting the most amount of pool balls into the middle pocket. He holds the record.
Jeez, they were really scraping the bottom of the barrel there, weren't they?
He was on.
Jeez, Patrick Hill.
Hill Detroit it with, who did he try it with?
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Paddy McGuinness.
No, okay, Paddy McGuinness.
The two of them tried, he couldn't do it. And then this lad, bum, 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 like, fast as fuck.
Into the middle pocket.
Into the middle pocket. But like continuously, like bump, 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 bump. Not like breaking and like lining it up, like just like bump, 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 bump. All in a row.
And you stayed up.
I stayed up
watching the Late Late Show.
Well, I was watching the Late Late Show anyway, and that was just on.
A kid playing pool.
Yeah.
Good.
Pure skill, man.
Class, man.
Skill.
Into the same middle pocket.
Mm-hmm. Same one.
Ridiculous.
So we thought we'd dedicate this 147 episode to that young lad. No, actually, we dedicated to Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, probably more.
Ronnie, if you're listening, fair play to you on all the 147s.
This one's for you. This one's for you, Ronnie. What are the ball facts? Is Stephen Hen? No. No. It's too tempting to just talk about snooker, isn't it? It's too obvious.
Yeah, we won't talk. Just give us something to do with 147 that's not to do with snooker and we blow everyone's minds.
147.
The year the Ice Age end?
No.
Marathon became Snickers.
It was the year the Olympics started.
It was 147?
Yeah. No, I don't know when the Olympics started.
Doesn't matter. Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
So you came in after painting the field truck last week.
Yeah.
And I was in the gaff having a few games of FIFA on Friday.
As you do.
As I do.
Just before the Late Late Show.
Just before the Late Late Show. No, it was during the day. And Amy says to me, "We're painting the gaff."
Wow.
I was like, "Oh, you can't just land that on me just right before the weekend that we're painting the gaff for the whole weekend." But we went and got paint and all the stuff. And we got all the shit in a shop that I'm not going to name them because we'll do a live read for you if you want. But
did you get it on the cheap? Did you get it on the cheap?
There's a lad there that knew us, like.
Yeah.
And the first interaction was like on the paint aisle, and he just stopped and looked and pointed at me. And guess what he said?
Ronaldo. Go on, Ronaldo.
Chadwicks. And I went, "Yeah, yeah, Chadwick's, it's good. I love that place." And I was like, "That's Joe, that's not me." And he's like, "Oh no, I know. Oh yeah, yeah." And then that was it. And I got to the till with all the stuff, loads of shit. I'm like, "This is going to cost a fortune." He gave us a discount.
Nice.
Staff discount. I was chuffed.
Nice. And this wasn't Chadwick's.
No, it was Woody's.
And he still gave you the, he's like, "I love Chadwick's."
Yeah. He's like, "You get Chadwick's."
And Mr. Woody's there going, "All right, get out."
Yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Woody's is going to be listening to this saying, "Using the discount for him."
Big discount.
Staff discount, what was that? Like 20%,
24%. Ooh, paint is pricey.
Paint is dear and there's lots of it.
Yeah.
There's so much paint.
There's loads of paint.
How do you like need that much paint?
What?
She'll just have like 10 different options, not like a fucking million.
Yeah. How many shades of grey can you have?
I know.
Don't say 50.
I wasn't thinking of that, but 50?
I just got it.
Oh yeah, it's 50.
50 shades. Like the film.
Like the film, yeah.
Where the roids are and all. Batters are. At the same time. I've never seen it.
50 Shades Darker.
Is that, roids is that again? One?
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Is that what's called 50 Shades Darker?
Yeah. You know his name is Grey. That's the...
Yeah. That's Mr. Grey, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie Dornan.
I only found that
the
out.
The Sorja fella. The Guinness Sorja fella.
Yeah. So you painted your gaff. What colour did you go with?
I went with a kind of a cream colour.
What was the name of it? Because I love the names of paints. It makes you want to drink
it's like
them.
Salted caramel or something.
Oh, give me a sup of that paint.
Or sanded desert.
Gorgeous.
One of them. One of them.
Gorgeous.
Too.
So that's kind of brown or caramelly, like.
Caramel, yeah.
Yeah, what, the whole gaff caramel? Go around licking the walls like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
Sitting room, the kitchen and the sitting room. The hall is like grey, so we're going to have to do that. Because it's just like grey and then caramel latte. So it's like 50 shades of grey and then caramel. They've got some good names though. Throws you off.
It does.
Very sexy names, like.
Mm.
Sexy paint.
Don't know whether to paint or I've
put it all over me.
Fucking
paint myself with it. So sexy.
Oh, roller on me back.
It's fucking goddamn sexy paint.
Oh yeah, spray it all over me.
But
so you did it. Needed one coat, did you?
Two coats. Yeah. You go for three if you want, but that's an effort. But I got the masking tape on the roof so I didn't hit the roof.
Fair play.
Do you do that?
No, I just
hope
that's
a proper I'm a tradesman now. I put all that up. That probably took longer than painting it.
Tradesmen would just be really careful. That's what my outfit used to do. Just used to go along the lines.
With a real tin brush?
And then, yeah. And then like roll the rest of the wall.
Mm.
You used to go around the, like.
I'd say it wouldn't, with your dad, you wouldn't have seen any of the paint on the roof.
No, it would have been clean lines.
Proper?
Clean lines.
Or a little, kind of a slip here and there.
Maybe a slip here and there, yeah.
I think you allow yourself for a slip.
Yeah.
Half of my roof is now cream. I was just going up with the paintbrush like that. And I was like, you fucking aged you. What you put the masking tape up for if you're going to brush the fucking roof with it? I must have changed my clothes like three times. Like, I just don't feel like a painter. Need something else.
Did you have dungarees on?
No, I just had like old clothes.
Yeah.
I was wearing a Metallica t-shirt. Then I got paint all over and I'm like, I fucking actually wear that.
It kind of adds to the grunginess of
it.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted someone to, like, knock at my door so I could answer it and just be covered in paint and be like...
Just doing a bit of work here.
Just doing a bit here. Do you want me to vote for? No. Just doing a bit of painting.
Oh, we had people coming around to the house. Have you had people canvassing for your vote?
Not yet.
We had someone. And Maura went to the door. We have her on the Ring doorbell. She's such a pushover. I'm not going to say who came to the door. But, like, I know for a fact Maura doesn't agree with the policies and stuff like that. And he came to the door and she's like, oh, this person lives around on this road. And then Maura's like, oh, great. And then she's like, so can we get your vote? And Maura's like, yeah, definitely. Yeah. She's like, brilliant. Okay, on to the next house. Like, all she said was she's from around the area. And like, that's enough to get your vote. Oh, well, if they're from the area. Jesus, well, yeah.
Is he from here? Oh, well, then, yeah, you have my vote.
That's Irish politics for you, isn't it? Especially in the country. It's
up close and personal and they just carny it into the gaff. And then they're in your sitting room, sitting on your couch and they're like, I live around the corner, give me that. Give us the vote. Like, will you get the fuck out of me sitting room?
It feels like a lot, doesn't it? Like knocking door to door to get a vote from someone.
Do you know when the leaflets come in my door?
Yeah.
I just go to all of them. They're great for toilet paper.
Cut the arse off you, man. They just get my hopes up.
There's a big stack of them, like, you know, I've got these like floating shelves in the hall.
Ooh, like, shelves.
I got them in deals.
Oh,
and I'm renting, so it's not that.
Renting the shelves.
He lives on the Millennium Falcon.
I'm renting the shelves. Floating shelves. You should say it's like a fucking spaceship, man. But I just put everything on top of that, like, because we'd get letters in from like the landlord's letters, like that used to live there.
Yeah,
or people who used to live there as well, still getting letters. Just all go up, like, and the amount of them politician leaflets up there as well, ready to go just in case I run out of toilet roll.
You never know. Or if you need to get a fire going. You know, like a little newspaper that you have to roll
it's
up.
It's not much information on them. It's just a fucking face. And someone like in a suit.
Number one. And a green screen background. Like, it's so fucking fake where they are. Where the fuck is this? And who the fuck are you?
So vote number one. And a face. And a green screen background. I'm like, I need more than that.
Never heard of you. Where have you been? You're like, who the fuck are you? And you're not even coming to the door. Like, come to me door, tell me who the fuck you are. Or else have like a hall meeting and then people can come to you.
And they just go to the hall. Everyone on the road goes to the hall and they just stand at the top of the room and just go, "Howie, how's it going? Vote for me." And then walk off.
That's it. And then everyone's like, okay. Or everyone can go up and ask questions. And the first question I'd say is, "How you doing? Sorry, I'm Joe McGuigan. Come here. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who are you, like?
Who are you?
Who are you?" Just start doing football chants in the hall.
You have to laugh.
But the painting, though.
You could use their pamphlets to get the straight edges on the doors. Yeah.
Had to polyfill a few little bits. You know when you, like, open the door too too hard, and it just like knocks into the wall, and it's just got like a little hole in the wall.
I hope your landlord doesn't listen to this podcast.
Look, I have that gaff fucking lovely. If they walked into that gaff now, they'd say, this is nice.
You're adding value to that gaff, man.
That's just a bit of paint.
Still, they should be doing that.
And floating shelves. Take them with me.
How are you doing floating shelves? That's like magic. You're just like, it's a magician's gaff.
You just take them out of the box and just like do this. And it's like the force. And they just like go onto the wall. It's fucking floating shelves, man. They're brilliant.
I don't trust floating shelves. Like, I just feel like they just snap and break the wall and everything. Give me anxiety, they do.
When I see floating shelves, I'm like, how are they floating?
How are they up? Are they built into the wall?
Floating shelves. I put the telly up on the wall as well, by the way.
Stop.
Shit. I'm just thinking, like, I didn't ask, could I do any of this? Ah, be grand. yeah, I put grand. The telly up on the wall. I got a bracket for 35 quid.
Nice.
And Amy's dad was like, Jez, do you remember when brackets first came out? They were like €200. That's a bargain. Do you remember when they were really
expensive? They were expensive, yeah.
35 quid, and it's one that like you can pull out and pull, go back and turn, and it's great, like.
Yeah.
But it's a bit too high up.
A telly should be eye level.
Yeah.
It's like when you have them up that high.
I don't have to move my head, but I have to strain my eyes up like that.
Yeah. That's making my eyes water even thinking about it.
It's like sitting at the front row in the cinema.
I was going to say, yeah, you like playing that line back and looking up. Oh, it's deadly, yeah. But at least you can pull it out like one of those alarms.
Yeah, you can tilt it down like.
Ah, yeah, so. Well then. You can pull it out to the hall.
Makes the room look bigger, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get up off the floor. Give her a bit of space.
And FIFA on that screen, 65 inch.
Oh, man, that's a big telly.
And my sitting room is a bedroom, originally. So we just decided, we only need one bedroom. Let's turn this into a sitting room. And
you get a fucking telly.
Yeah, we're very close to it, to the telly.
Yeah.
But it's still magic.
Do you know what mine is? You seen mine, didn't you? I don't know.
Yeah, yours is probably about 45, 43 maybe.
Oh, no, it's definitely over 50.
I can't really remember your telly. I never forget tellies.
No, you're good for the tellies.
I'm remembering tellies now.
But I think the brackets used to be a lot more expensive because the tellies used to be heavier, but now like...
My telly's really heavy.
Oh, is it?
Really heavy, like.
You want to be careful, you don't take the whole apartment block down.
I'm watching it closely, like I keep looking at the back of it and seeing if it's coming out an inch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's grand. Like it's plasterboard to the wall. It's just like that thing. Sticking a big fucking telly up on
my
it.
Your fucking nerves be shot.
I just have visions of lying in bed one night and just waking up to the noise of a big huge bang.
Fucking wall falling down. Amy.
At least I'll just knock the wall down then and make the sitting room bigger.
Open plan, yeah.
Just have your hall door in the sitting room.
Yeah.
But I didn't put the bracket up. Her dad did.
Oh, well then.
But I put the telly on the wall. I lifted it with him like.
Oh, good, yeah. Fair play.
But he drilled it. Drilled in the bracket and I lifted it with him.
I put up my ma's a cabinet in my ma's bathroom.
You did what?
I put a cabinet up my ma's bathroom and it's like a
floating cabinet?
It has mirrors on it, but it's fucking heavy as fuck.
Is it just with the strips in the back, like the stick on things?
No, I drilled into it, like, you know.
Did
so, you? Yeah, I drilled in screws.
Did you get the drill bits?
Got the right drill bits.
Did you get the washers?
But you drilled in to only so far and then you hit like metal.
Mm.
So you can't drill past the metal.
Yeah.
So the screw was probably hanging out a bit too far. So it's not purely flush. And I just don't, it's been up now for about a year, but I feel like one day it's just going to fall. Like, I just feel like it's hanging there. Even she's nervous. She opens the doors like this, that really delicately, like, you know what I mean? And I've seen inside it, and all there is inside it is one toothbrush, and everything is just on the sink because they don't want to put anything in there. They're just like, thanks, Joe. Yeah, great. No, it looks great.
There's a Tic Tac in there. Yeah.
Just for a little bit of weight.
It'll just come crashing down if they put anything in it.
Hopefully it doesn't fall on her when she's brushing her teeth.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully it falls when no one's in the bathroom.
Well, hopefully it doesn't fall.
But if it was to fall, hopefully no one's in there when it
does. Ideally, yeah, ideally. But if it does, it's going to land on the sink and it's going to break the sink and water will
and
go
loads
everywhere.
Of bad luck.
All the bad luck.
Loads of it.
Because it'd be a problem.
You'll get the bad luck for putting that up.
I deserve it though. I deserve it. I should have put a smaller screw in. It's bleeding dangling.
I feel like you couldn't do that. I'm surprised that you could even put that up.
Why?
Because it's known that like you call people over for fucking turning your boiler on and off.
That's all technical stuff, but I feel like when you're just hanging shit on a wall, I feel like it's just fucking screw that in there. I put up a bit of wallpaper as well.
My God.
That's hard. I fucked that up so badly. So badly.
You don't take off the outlet?
I don't.
Did he do wallpapering as well?
Did everything. All the painting and decorating.
Oh, so the decorating his wallpaper.
Yeah. But he did want it. He tried to hand that out, like, you know.
Yeah.
And he nicks her scumming.
Like myself, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
I'll stick, I'll give you a hand with the telly there while you screw in the bracket.
where did you put the wallpaper up in your own gaff?
In the field truck, there's like sheets on the back and it's like a metal facade, but it's stick on, but it looks like metal.
They'll be warping soon with the amount of grease.
Warping. We're going to fucking change them, I think.
The field truck is warping.
The whole field truck down.
Crumbling. Sorry, you're getting closed down, mate. Why? Because your fucking field truck's warping. The thing's bubbling, man.
It's peeling.
And it ain't the grease. It's the walls that are bubbling. That shouldn't be happening. Big sticker on the side of it. Closed down.
Even the sticker's falling off. It's not even stuck properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't even close it down. Just stick it up there. Oh, but that's the fucking crack anyway. Were you up to much? Did you watch UFC 300?
No. Didn't even watch UFC 100 or 200.
It was a long time ago.
I didn't watch 299.
But 300 now?
No, I didn't watch it.
What about the boxing? Would you be into the boxing?
I'd be more into the boxing, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I watched the last couple of boxing fights, like Joshua and that.
It's too hard to follow. I can't follow the boxing. There's too many different promotions.
Yeah.
WBC, fucking WBA, ABC... KBG, all the fucking
AIB,
BBC,
ITV,
PTSB. There's way too many, and then there's way too many weight divisions in it as well.
Yeah, fighting for the PTSB belt.
Flyweight, super flyweight. What the fuck is a super flyweight?
It's just super flyweight. It's just like super fly. it's just that's his way.
It's like
just
a pimp comes in.
Hey, I beat your ass. Hey, I'm here to win that belt. There's a crip walk. Hey.
The super fly.
I watched a film about boxing actually with Miles Teller the other night. It's called Bleed for This. Did you ever see it?
No.
Bleed for This came out in 2016. A fatal car accident leaves boxer Vinny Pazienza. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it so jauntily that he got paralyzed. However, Vinny determined, he's very determined to fight again, hires Kevin to train him to return to the ring for one last.
So he was in like a big huge neck brace with bolts in his head because he broke his neck, and if he went to do boxing again, there's a good chance he'd never walk again because there's like a tread here, like where he could just like literally end up in a wheelchair if he overdoes it, like. But he like literally fucking didn't give in and start lifting weights with this thing on his head, like,
Jesus Christ,
which is like, shouldn't have done that, but he did, and he came back and he won the belt. Serious success story.
Of course he fucking won the belt. Whoever he was fighting was like, I am not punching this fella in the head.
No, this fella he was fighting was like the best at the time.
Yeah. And he would have been like, I'm not paralysing this fucker.
He was battering him. And then he just like took it on himself and beat him, like.
Pazienza, he was also done for other issues, crime related, that maybe are not in the film, out of a feeling.
Yeah.
They didn't mention that in the Rags to Riches
like what?
Hollywoodization, domestic violence.
Ah, he's a bastard.
For fuck's sake, I don't. Sorry. Shouldn't watch that.
Sorry, no.
Fucking hell. What are you making bleeding? What are you glamorising?
What are you glorifying him for?
Fucking hell. There making Darren like him.
Bloody hell, now I hate him.
Fucking Pazienza. And you had a good comeback stories.
Sports-wise,
yeah.
People talk about Jordan, Michael Jordan's comeback in 95. That Jordan documentary is one of the best I've ever seen.
Last
Liverpool, fans. 2019, semi-final comeback. Are we talking about
2019?
Yeah, semi-final against Barcelona. They were three down.
Yeah.
Origi! Yeah. You've got the New England Patriots Super Bowl comeback, which was absolutely incredible. There's some WNBA stuff here. Yeah, there's loads. I think probably the United
99
is up there, surely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, Liverpool in
Istanbul.
Istanbul. That was incredible.
Incredible, yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them, yeah. He's like
fucking scum.
Nice pause. That was great. Fuck them anyway.
Yeah. I have to look at it though objectively, and that was an unbelievable comeback. Like.
Yeah. I went to the Shells v Bowes match in Talca on Friday, and they were losing 2-0 at halftime.
Shells were,
yeah. The first Shells match that I've been to this season. And it's the first one that he lost. So I don't think...
Don't go to anymore.
Yeah, I won't go back. So Bowes were 2-0 at halftime and I put money on Shells to come back and they got a goal. And I was like, here we go. 18-1. Lovely stuff. They didn't though. It was shy.
Are Shells top of the league?
Top of the league. I think they were 9 points clear, but...
Do you know the starting 11?
Couldn't tell you a fucking starting one. Oh, John O'Sullivan.
You are?
Katrina O'Sullivan's son. plays for Shells.
Oh, right, right.
I know him.
Do you know, I'll have to start getting into that league more. Too much money in the other ones.
That's it. There's no passion.
No passion.
No
still
passion.
A bit of passion.
No passion.
Is it too
no
late energy. To join? Like, because I missed the boat when I first moved to Dublin and Daly Mount would be quite close to me. Is it too late? Would you be considered, oh, look at this fella coming in?
I don't think you're ever too late.
I wouldn't bother going to Daly Mount now if I was. It's fucking Bows is a real bad. If you were to jump on a
bandwagon, doesn't it? Bows has that stank about it now.
Shells is a little bit more, okay.
Authentic.
Yeah, a bit more history to them. Bows is, blech.
You're upsetting a few people there, innit?
Fuck them.
Bows is seen as quite a hipster.
Definitely. I think it's just support the outsider. Like, who's an outsider in the league?
Like fucking
Bray or something?
UCD.
UCD.
It's Bray Wanderers.
What's the Kerry team?
Kerry Athletic.
Something like that. Healy Ray Rovers.
Athlone FC.
Yeah, you want to be like Cove Ramblers or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. Go something a little.
Yeah, real underdog.
Under the radar, yeah.
Yeah.
So Bows is out. Yeah, fair enough.
I went to every Bows game the last time they won the league.
Did you really?
Every home game.
Did you really?
I think I was in school at the time, yeah. I used to go over to McDonald's in Phibsborough and then go across the road.
I
just remember this thing actually where, like, at half time, there'd be this fella going around with a bucket just going, half time raffle! Half time raffle! That stuck with me. And then I remember this lad called Barry used to take a penalty every game.
Okay.
Don't know if he still does that.
I love that you call him by his first name. It's not like Rooney or Ronaldo.
No, Barry, he was a fan, like.
Oh.
He's like a Bows fan and he used to take a penalty on the keeper at half time. And it was like, just seemed like a thing that always happened.
Right.
Got now curry chips and that, singing some Bows chants. And then he's tried to turn me into a Shells fan. And now I'm just like, I don't really support anyone, but.
I think you're warming up to the Shells.
No, I'm warming up to Man United.
Are you fuck? You'd be cooling down.
No, Bows, man. Don't you. Me and Nasty 2K. Eating the food and saying, you're Bows and all. No? Go for the club.
Bows like to fucking make noise about being Bows fans. But there's loads.
Is that not what football fans do? Make noise about supporting a club?
No, there's a humility to being a Shells fan. There's a humility because.
Yeah.
You know, we know what it was like to be put down. To be put down a few
times. Says the fella doesn't even know any players.
Knowing the players, that's what Bows fans do.
It's the club, you know.
So showy.
It's not, I tell you now, if you fucking pull a Bows, go out to fucking Bambino's and say, who do you support? 100% they'll say Bows. And ask them fuckers, tell me two players off Bows and their heads will turn into pizza slices.
Fucking what toppings are on it?
Cheese, fucking cheese heads. Fucking cheese slices.
I had that, I actually had Bambino the other day.
Why? Did you come up with fucking Nasty 2K or something?
No, Nasty sound, man. Nasty's a friend of mine. I went over, I got a slice, and I have to say, I've changed my mind. It's not just a slice of pizza, it's a slice of magic. Up, Bows. No, I had it, and it's good. It's probably the best slice in town. Up, Bows. You don't know whether I'm serious or not, do you?
You're definitely not.
I swear to God, I had it.
Trying way too hard to convince me.
I had a hot pepperoni slice. I'm saying, this queue is massive every day. Surely I was wrong.
Two slices for €20, is it?
I got one slice for like 7 or something.
Me bollocks.
And a Gardy Barlow.
How much?
Garlic. Gardy Barlow. No. Big Soft says that. A bit of an in-joke. And a can of Coke. I think it was like fucking £12 or something.
For a slice of fucking pizza. Who did you go with?
I went on my own.
What? What?
It was after we recorded and Amy was coming in.
Okay, right.
So I was like, I need to get something quick. And that was calling me. They were all outside looking at me. They just all turned their head and just went, Bambino.
Oh my God, it's Darren Conway. It's actually him.
Come over for a slice, man. Come over, have
here,
a slice.
Here, I'm going back to NCD in a moment. Can I get a selfie?
Show all the guys
on
in the
1930s camera.
The Instagram sock.
Yeah.
My
social sock. Sock. Social sock. On socks.
And then I walked in and I went, could I get a slice of hot pepperoni and a Gary Barlow dip and a can of Coke? No, I just went in and I said, give us a slice of pizza there and tickle me taste buds. Not, don't tickle me, like, just, I want the pizza to tickle me taste buds. Like, as in, like, it's nice. Like, I want it to be nice. Just give us the fucking pizza.
I feel like if I went into Bambino's and the bank seeing that coming up in the statement, they'd close my account and call me. You know when you go on holidays and you shut down your account because of suspicious activity? If I went to Bambino's, that would happen. They'd say, it's very unusual for you to spend €12 on a side dish. What the fuck is going on?
Side dish.
A bleeding slice of pizza.
That's dear, yeah.
Give me a bleed.
But I have to say, it's nice. It is nice. Now, there's a fucking idea for a food truck. Slices of pizza. So if the spice bags don't work out, do a few slices of pizza. You have them all over. They'll all be over a big queue. Just create the FOMO. Create the hype and they will follow.
How about this? Spice bag pizza. You start a pizza truck, I'll start a spice bag truck and we'll do a little collaboration, spice bag pizza.
I just had an amazing idea. What about a hype truck? There's nothing at the end of the queue. But what you're selling is that you're part of the hype. You're in the queue.
And there's no food. There's nothing. Just in a queue.
That's what you're selling. You're selling being part of something.
That's not selling hype. That's selling disappointment.
Exactly.
And do you think people would just be like, oh, I just want to be in that hype queue, even though there's nothing at the end of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but it is. I mean, you get your selfies. I'm in here the queue for Hype 2000, whatever it's going to call it. And then at the top you go, sorry. Okay, that's fine. You can go back around and
start again.
So you're seen to be at something that everybody's talking about. You don't have to buy. You don't have to spend £7 in Bambino's.
£12.
What if it's a hype truck and everything in it is a piece of hype around Dublin? Like a slice of pizza.
Or you get a cool band reference.
What
at the
else
top. Yeah, you can. Whoever's behind the counter sells you something that is being hyped up at the moment so you can drop it into conversation.
What about a selfie truck where everyone queues up and just takes a selfie with Aaron Conway? Top dollar. It's would like it a cameo.
Do you think anyone would want that?
We were outside here and someone got you a little picture with you, didn't he?
No, he just came he came over and he was like, Darren, TikTok. I went, yeah. Darren Conway, TikTok. He's like, are you banned?
He speaks in verbs.
Oh, no. He was a nice fella. But he said, are you banned off Instagram? And I said, no. Why? He said, can't find you. He's typed my name in, showing me, and I wasn't coming up. And I said, what's your name on Instagram? I typed his name and it wasn't coming up. And I said to myself, I said to him actually, I said, did you put a bold comment under anything that I might have blocked you? And he went, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I was like, ah, no, I'm only joking with you. So I had a look just before we started recording. Did I block him? Maybe put under saying, you big prick, you're punching, your board's lovely and you're rotten or something. You know, it's very...
I still think that's a compliment.
Is it? It doesn't matter. But I looked at my list and he's not blocked or anything. So he has me blocked.
He has you blocked?
He has to have had me blocked.
But you can see him.
No, if he has me blocked, I can't find him.
But literally. You can find him.
Mm-mm.
Oh. So he has.
And I don't
blocked.
Have him blocked. It's only a young fella.
So weird.
He probably blocked me by accident.
And then I was there and I was like, can you see me? Can you go on my page? And then he went on my page and he didn't follow me. So.
This is brutal.
Doesn't like, he didn't even follow me
this
there.
This is brutal.
I'm like, oh, fuck you. Yeah.
So there you go.
That is awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting what you are saying there. Can we bring that up on the...
So like, I want to know, right, if someone comments under a photo of you with your girlfriend, fiance, or wife, significant other, and someone says, you're punching, is that an insult to your looks?
I would take that as a compliment. I'd be like, yeah.
I always thought you're punching meant, Jesus, she could do better than you, you're ugly.
That's not how I would take it. I'd be just like, yeah, my board is a cracker, and I am punching. Like, you could be average. You could be good looking. And still dating someone that's better looking than you, so you're still punching up.
No, I think it's the
you
other
think
way.
It's
yeah,
ugly.
I think it's an insult. Yeah, still, yeah, it definitely is. Like
that's a real glass half empty.
It's a real like football profile photo. Arsenal has me profile photo. You're punching me. You're rotten. That's the way it makes me feel.
You're punching.
Is it not more of an achievement?
That's how I perceive it.
No, it's not. No, it's
but it
not.
Is more of an achievement. You're going like if you're say super wealthy.
Yeah.
And you come in a nice shirt. Where'd you get that? It cost me like €250.
You're doing well.
Story checks out. Like, yeah. Then you're not going to go, Jesus. But if you're earning very little money and you've put the money together to wear a really nice outfit and you look phenomenal, I think that's more of an achievement. And someone goes, Jesus, you look. Does anyone ever say to you, God, you look great? Like, as a surprise?
Yeah. I mean, no.
No, but you know what I mean? You go, you take more of that to heart than you would. If you're a professional model and you get given free clothes, of course you're going to look great. But I think if a woman that you've managed to somehow...
That's it. You're saying it right there.
Attract the attention. No, because by dint of pure personality
okay. And
charm and kindness and strength of character, she has gone, he is better than so-called really physically attractive men. He's a better man than them. I would take that much more than I would somebody on my own level.
So that would be, that's an accomplishment.
It's a massive compliment.
It's an achievement.
Is it?
Yeah.
So if someone comments that, that's them giving you a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, you would, yeah.
Or is it like, do other people think that the way I think what it means? Are they like writing that thinking, How did you grab her, man?
No, I don't think...
Do you know what
I mean? No, I get it, yeah.
Do you get me?
I think the verb punching's not helping here, but I think you're overachieving.
Fucking where's Owen?
It's like fair play. It's like saying fair play.
Jeez, yeah. You're fucking punching there, but she's all right. Fair play to you, like.
Right.
That's kind of how I perceive it. So no. Unblock him.
I've only got like 15 people blocked and he's not one of them.
Maybe you could take offence to it if your board wasn't good looking. And if your board wasn't good looking, then that means you're even less good looking. Then it's like a
how would you feel if they said to your missus she was punching? Would you feel, ah?
I go, all right.
I guess she is.
Maybe so.
Not for me to say, but...
No, I just always thought it was like...
You wanted to be a dead he. So you're both bleeding, boxing each other.
Both
equally.
Of you are punching each other.
It's 5-5 here, neck and neck.
Do you ever see the... What's the film? Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. The Other Guys. Where it's one of my favourite scenes where he walks into Will Ferrell's house and Eva Mendes is his wife.
Mm.
Have you ever seen it? Anyone listen to this, just check it out. It's on YouTube. And Mark Wahlberg cannot fathom that Will Ferrell is married to Eva Mendes. Yeah. And it's just his reaction. Sorry, who is that? This is my wife. And I'm sorry, who is that though? And it goes on for about 7 or 8 minutes. And of course, because they drag it out. But that, I think, is what you're referring to. Is
yeah.
You and her? Nah.
Your point.
Lads will be coming from a place of jealousy, slight envy, and they need to bring you down a peg or two. That's why they'll say it. It all depends how you feel about yourself, Darren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're
yeah,
secure in
yeah,
your own self and your relationship.
I'm all right with it.
Like, I would take it as a compliment, yeah.
Yeah.
How does she take it?
She doesn't have enough time to see the comment before I delete it. So.
I haven't told her anything.
I'd love to actually ask her what she thinks of that term, what she thinks of it. But it's grand. Like,
what would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in looks? How attractive do you think you are?
It's hard to look at yourself objectively.
Yeah.
I feel like I've so many flaws. Like, do you know that way? I'd say I'm a 3.
A 3?
3 or 4.
Ah, Darren.
Is that bad?
That's low, yeah. Maybe
you're
yeah,
punching there.
Maybe that's, 6.
Yeah, then you definitely are punching, yeah.
Maybe 6. But I have something about me.
Ah, but yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, then when you add in your personality into the mix and...
You can add another 3 onto that, yeah, maybe.
Mm. And then your popularity, that's definitely attractive.
Probably a 10 then.
Yeah, yeah, up there. Get up there.
Doesn't take long to get to 10, does it?
Yeah. When you add them, well, add on the little bits, like, you know, you can get to 10.
All the add-ons in the contract, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's such thing as a good-looking man.
Okay.
I think all men are just... I think a man can present himself in a way that's attractive, but I don't think... This might be a controversy. This maybe... This is a hot take. I don't think there's such thing as a good-looking man. I think there can be a well-groomed man, a well-presented man, a well-dressed, well-haircutted. But I think every man has the potential to be an ugly man. Like, I feel like every man is ugly and then they're just done up. Like, Brad Pitt is just Brad Pitt because he has so much work done. He's so rich. But if things didn't go well for him, he'd be an ugly man. He'd be unattractive. Like, I don't think anyone is naturally good looking. What do you think of that take?
I disagree.
Yeah.
Do you?
Big, strongly.
Who's a naturally good-looking man?
I think Jude Bellingham's very good-looking.
You've talked about this before.
That's some reference.
He's the last man that I looked at because I was watching the highlights of the game.
He's got perfect hairline.
And I was like, that's a good-looking man.
He's got a perfect hairline.
He's got a good personality. He's got great
sound.
Sound
as bound.
Speaks beautifully.
Very humble.
Yeah, very humble. And he spoke so beautifully after the game last night to Rio Ferdinand, which is not easy.
So that's speaking.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is the whole package. There's a difference between being good looking and then being attractive.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I don't think any man is naturally good looking. Even now, as I look at Jude Bellingham, like, he's well groomed. He has his teeth done.
I wouldn't even say he has his teeth done.
He does.
I just think he looked after.
I think you can be technically good looking, but not everybody is attractive.
His eyebrows are done. Like, he has. He's clean shaven.
If I got a hair, it's a thick neck.
But his facial structure is excellent. Good jawline, nice straight teeth. Nice eyes.
But that's work. That's what that. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe.
Like, if I got my eyebrows done and got a hairline transplant, I ain't coming out saying I'm like a 10 out of 10. It's just, you have to be born with certain features. Like,
I think so, yeah.
No, and it's lighting.
Come on.
It is. It's lighting.
Light.
He has creams. He has injections in his forehead.
No, he doesn't.
He just played the Champions League quarter final.
So?
The fella's like 19, is he? Like 20, yeah. I think, 19, 20. He's not getting fucking
Botox.
He's not.
He's getting Botox in his head, boys.
Come on.
He fucking is.
Leave it out. No, no, Jude Bellingham is a fine specimen.
Look at his face there. Not a wrinkle in his fucking forehead.
He's 12.
He's not even expressing himself.
For God's sake.
He's fucking... He's a good-looking man. I'm not saying he's not a good-looking man.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Case closed.
Not naturally. There's a lot. He's put a lot of work into his face.
No.
He's put a lot of work...
I wouldn't even say he put any work into his face.
His hair... Look at that haircut.
Are you saying only poor people can be good-looking then?
Only rich people.
No, what I'm saying is that if a poor person is good looking, that means a lot more. If somebody's got money, that kind of takes away from their looks because they've got the money to do the eyebrows and the Botox and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody doesn't have the wherewithal to groom themselves to the extent that you're claiming Jude Bellingham does, that...
I love that it's Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know, Jude Bellingham...
I'm a little obsessed with Jude Bellingham.
He is a fantastic footballer.
I want to kind of just crop his face out there. Like, if you just look at that. Like it's
look
not,
at those cheekbones, the bone structure. I even enjoy the wrinkles across the top of the head.
Yeah, and it's if got you got Botox, you wouldn't have the wrinkles.
Well, he doesn't have the wrinkles anymore. The wrinkles are gone.
That soul patch, very few get away with a soul patch. I tried it mid-90s, did not work for me.
What's a soul patch?
Just a strip from the lip down across your chin. Look at that, man.
Boys, honestly, like if he wasn't Jude Bellingham and you're seeing him in the living room, you wouldn't...
In your living room? Or the living room pub.
The living room pub.
If you've seen him in your gaff,
I'm telling you, if you saw him in an Adidas Originals tracksuit walking through Thunderland, he'd turn heads.
He would not. He would not.
He'd turn heads.
He wouldn't. No. With a 5 euro haircut.
Yeah.
And like no skincare and no eyebrows done. He wouldn't.
I'm telling you, he would, yeah.
I'm going to get the best haircut I can get. I'm going to get me eyebrows threaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to get Botox in me forehead.
And I'm going to go to Thunderland.
And I'm going to go to Thunderland. And I'll see if I can turn it.
I want to see the schmig as well. I get a soul patch. Look, if you have someone whose sole job it is to make you look good, you're going to look good. You're going to look good. Is there someone that you know in your life that you say, they're fucking good looking?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think, to be honest. So, no. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, everyone's different. Like, everyone has something that makes them good looking or sound. You know that way? Like, there's a bit of everything in someone. Do you know that way? You're in trouble, was what I'm trying to say.
I don't think so.
I think we're going to get a lot of emails and a lot of sponsorships drops. After this.
No, shut up, Joe. Everyone's good looking.
I'm only joking. What would you rate yourself out of 10?
Looks wise, I'd rate myself pretty lowly, but I've gotten compliments before. I mean, looks. 5. I'd say 5. I'd say I'm like a little bit, maybe 4. 4 or 5. A little bit below average, just on looks alone. Throw me personality in there, boom, 10.
Ding, ding.
Between the two of us are fucking bet down.
Rotten.
Like, bad.
But I don't put any effort into me look. Like, I do not help myself. Yeah. Like, I don't really care about me hair.
Is that because you're with somebody?
I think it's just because I don't have the time. I don't care. Like, if it was someone's job and I was like, right, you wake up at 10, you have to go into hair and makeup and beard trims and all that shit, then I'd be like, yeah, okay, grand. But it just doesn't cross my mind. And I fucking have, like, flaky skin here and there, and you're just like, oh, my arse. You like that, babe? Oh.
I think this is the longest we've ever football talked on this podcast, because Owen's like, hey,
no football.
Go
chat.
Back to talking about yo-yos.
Ed, did you come to the live show?
I did not.
Fuck you then.
I was in Mayo. How'd it go?
It went good, yeah. Went good. It was a good show. Probably the best one, yeah.
Oh, why so? What made it the best one yet?
Because there was a question box for listener questions. At the door.
And
so we didn't have that last time.
Did you read them out?
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them?
Sometimes you get ones. Mm. Like, we were at EP last year and we left it up to the audience.
Oh, if you didn't know, just
to see. He knows what that is. Yeah. Do you?
I've performed there, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, grand. He knows. But at the live show, we got a question. Or not a live show, the fucking EP. We got a question last year and it was
Electric
like,
Picnic again. Sorry.
Electric Picnic stands for. And this lad just goes, Darren, did you ever think about working in McDonald's? I was like, no. That's the sort of questions you get sometimes, you know.
Any suggestive ones, like?
Not like.
With phone numbers or?
I think, like, Owen goes through them all, probably to save her blushes. and to save my phone credit, because I probably make calls.
Phone credit?
Yeah. Do you not still top up your phone with 20 euros?
I do want to go back to 1999, yeah. Just for the feel of it.
People do still top up the phone.
I think they do, yeah. Don't be looking down your nose at people that top up their phones.
Are you bill pay?
I'm kind of monthly standing order. So I don't even know what the fuck bill I am. Pay. I'm still getting, I haven't been with Air Mobile.
And are you still getting texts off them?
Yeah.
Same.
Same, my bill is overdue.
Yeah, same.
And I haven't been with them for like 2 years. I've been with Virgin since. And Virgin. I'm afraid I'm going to like have a cop knocking at my door saying, you owe 10 grand to Air Mobile.
No, they'll get you when you leave the country.
With the data roaming.
You're not allowed back. When you leave the country, you'll get put into a room. Say, you owe Air 10 grand.
Well, I'm never leaving.
And then you'll be put in prison in that country and you'll never get out. Never. That'd be too much. Oh, I don't think that'd happen.
You never know, though. You never fucking know. Bleeding. Topping up your phone. I used to try, because what was it, like a 12-digit number?
Oh, God, yeah.
I used to just chance my arm and just type did it ever random work? Number. One time, I swear to God, one time it worked and I topped it up by 20 euro. I swear to God. Some poor fucker got scanned. And
yeah.
These numbers already exist on the database then, do they?
I don't know.
Like, or if does it only exist generate. When you print it?
I think so.
So someone just got that printed in a shop and then in that moment before he put it in, you guessed it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Score.
Yeah. Do you want to hear an interesting scam? The dirtiest scam now that I knew people were doing.
I'd love to hear it.
You know when you collect your labour?
Yeah.
From the post office, you go in, you collect your labour. They give you your money and they give you a receipt. But on the receipt, it has your PPS number and your name and your address and all of your details. And you're supposed to like crumple it up, maybe throw it in the fire or something. But there was people that would stand outside the post office and wait to see them throw that receipt into the bin.
Oh my God.
Then they'd go through the bin, they'd take out that receipt and they'd go up to the social welfare office and you could get a yellow card and say that you lost your social welfare card. And you wouldn't even ask for ID. The reception would give you a yellow piece of card.
With the info on it.
Write all your info on it and then you just sign your name on it. And then next week you'd go in and you'd pick up their labour.
And then what would happen if you went to pick up your labour? They'd say you already collected it. They had to get there before you got there.
Yeah, well, you'd get there like dead early in the morning.
First thing, so you make sure it's yourself and not them.
Just beat them to it, like, so you just get it, you'd steal their labour next week quicker than
well, surely they'd only be able to do that once.
Yeah, but they don't know.
Multiple times, different accounts.
Yeah.
And that is mad.
They'd get like 2 grand like a week.
Full-time gig.
Man, some serious scams out there.
Is that still happening, would you say?
That's still happening. And they'd hit up different post offices. So they do the one in Summerhill, then they do one on Parnell Street, then they do one in Fairview. Yeah. So you're not going to the same post office with four different temporary PPS cards.
Mm.
Well, there's two lads that brought the dead body to the post office to get
that is mad.
Your man's pension.
Oh, you remember that, yeah. Mm. Jesus, that was only a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Declan Hartney and Gareth Copley.
This year, was it?
Oh, well, like last year.
Yeah, last year.
They were sentenced for attempting to withdraw the pension of a dead man.
Holy Jesus.
After dragging his body to a post office.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Fucking mad, isn't it?
That is just utter fucking insanity.
Carlowtown, January 2022.
2 years ago.
I can't even.
Did they get the money though? I don't know. Did they got the money? Did they?
I don't know.
Were they constantly doing it? Like?
The footage showed a member of the public stopping the two men to check on Mr. Doyle after seeing him being dragged down the street from his home. RTE reports Mrs. Knight followed them to the post office while on her phone calling an ambulance. So she clocked the dead body between them, saying that man does not look well. And the two lads are dragging them between them, and she called the ambulance. And they, do you know what they did? They skipped the queue.
Ah, dirty bastards.
Mr. Doyle is then seen lying on the floor and Hockney is seen attempting to speak to him while accusing the staff of killing his uncle.
It's his uncle, was it?
Yeah, so he died in the house and they were there and they were like, here, we'll get one more pension, we'll bring him up. And when it was recognised that the man was dead, the man in his brain went, oh, he's after falling down, you killed him, with the shock of it.
Were they put in prison for that?
Yeah, 2 years.
And like he just died at home?
He had died in the house and they were
there. And they went to the house and he was dead and they were like, we might as well just get his pension?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Grim, isn't it?
That's dark.
Fucking grim.
Like your own family. Yeah. Like
he attempted to withdraw the pension before the incident. So your man died and one of them went up to get the pension. But was unable to do so. He was not a nominated agent of Mr. Doyle. So they went back and got the body to get the pension. That is insane.
Janie Mac.
And that's what they look like.
Why is his face red as fuck?
On the sunbeds.
You'd be embarrassed too.
He's lashing the sunbeds.
You'd be mortal, wouldn't you, if he got caught? I'd be embarrassed.
I'd
be absolutely mortified.
Yeah.
He's got a good colour though, in fairness. Anyway, there you go. Declan Hockney and Gareth Coakley.
Wow. Only in Carlo.
Only in Carlo.
Only in Carlo.
Thanks very much for listening.
Beautiful.
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed that little song that you did.
Did you, Ed?
Have to say, of the two I've done, that's definitely top two. I really enjoyed it. The Jude Bellingham chat really caught me off guard.
Yeah. Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Stala podcast. And make sure you listen next week and send a bonus question in to stala@goloudnow.com and we'll chat about it on the bonus episode.
Everything all right?
Was that okay? Was
okay.
That
I think you got the message across.
Okay.
For fright or something.
I felt like I was on autopilot there. What the fuck did I just say?
Send in a bonus question.
Bellingham question. No, what? Yeah. I flustered him.
Send in a beautiful Jude Bellingham face to... What? The fuck am I saying?
No, you're grand. I think you got it across there. I'll chat to you next week. See you then.